You might know the podcast 99% Invisible. If you don't, definitely go and listen. It's amazing. It's about architecture and design. And the premise is that intentional design is all around us, but we mostly don't notice. It's mostly invisible. For example, what color are the signs at Adirondack trailheads, campsites, and boat launches? You know this. Brown with yellow writing. Of course, they're iconic. But I never thought about like where they come from, who makes them, who designs them. Today, we go to the workshop where the magic happens. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Clarkson University, offering over 95 programs of study with campuses in the Hudson Valley, Central, and Northern New York. More at clarkson.edu.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, April 19th. First up, the computer chip company Micron is expected to receive $6.1 billion in federal money to build a $100 billion mega factory north of Syracuse. Micron says it plans to create 50,000 jobs over the next two decades. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the investment transformational.
We are rebuilding the economy of Central New York and all of upstate, one magical microchip at a time.
Schumer says memory chip manufacturing is critical to economic and national security. He says the Micron project will affect economies across the region.
There are going to be so many subcontractors and so many suppliers across upstate New York for this huge investment that just about every region will gain. The federal government is putting its money where its mouth is. America's future will have Syracuse and upstate New York as its beating heart, thanks to the chip award.
Schumer says he hopes Micron will break ground by next year, with the first two plants built in the next 7 or 8 years and the second two plants built after that. So all those brown and yellow signs in the Adirondacks are made in one place, the DEC Sign Shop in Northville. Emily Russell traveled to the Southern Adirondacks to give us a peek.
Our guide today is George Bailey. He's the supervisor here at the DEC Sign Shop. And he begins our tour where the signs begin their journey.
We're coming down here. This is our carpenter shop. So I tell everybody, this is where everything starts here at the DEC office.
Bailey walks past big piles of boards and scraps of wood. He says they try to use as much local lumber here as possible. Say the DEC opens a new boat launch somewhere in the Adirondacks. They'll send an order for a new sign here to get made in Northville.
And then we take and we'll figure out what we're going to need for materials. And this is where everything starts, in our sign shop.
Bailey started working here in the mid-80s. He actually grew up across the street. He's been here so long that he measures his tenure against the woodworking tools here.
That saw was here before I got here, and that table saw was here before I got here, and this panel saw came after I was here.
Bailey says this shop makes 1,000 to 2,000 signs a year. Once each one is cut and sanded, some are hand routed. A router is a kind of power tool that can carve words or letters into wood. Once that's done, the signs are ready for paint. Yeah. That brings us to the next stop on our tour.
This is our paint room. This is where all the painting is done here. We have an ID sign for Luzerne Public Campground right there.
It's been painted brown, and the signs have been routed down with a kind of jagged serration. The letters are stuck on with yellow vinyl. There's a big printer here that produces sheets of vinyl letters and numbers. Andy Licardi is working on a stack of numbered signs to hang at campsites. He starts with a sharp blade.
We cut them out of this big sheet of vinyl. Then we weed out all the vinyl. And they reveal the numbers and the border. Then we tape them up and stick them on a sign.
To make sure the yellow vinyl numbers really stick, Licardi uses a flat-edged tool. He scrapes it up and down across the sign. This part of the shop back here is like a tight-knit factory. Behind Licardi are two people wearing white aprons and yellow gloves. They dip their rollers into a tray of brown paint. Usually they say there'd be music playing back here.
Judy's a bit of a dancer, you know.
Have my music keeps me going.
Judy Edwards and Colin Capon work here part-time. They paint signs here in the winter. And in the summer, they mow lawns and pick up trash at the local DEC boat launches. Capon and Edwards both say the staff here is great and the gig is good.
It's outdoors in the summer. It's indoors all winter, painting. At least you're doing something. It's not a job where you're sitting down doing nothing. We're busy.
Yeah, it keeps us busy. Keeps us off the streets.
There's something really unique about this place. It's not just that everyone here seems to get along. It feels like they really like what they do. Maybe it's because a lot of the work is still done by hand, though some of it has moved online. The next stop on our tour is a little office near the paint shop.
Emily, this is Patrick. Patrick's hard at work. He's probably working on some layout. What are you doing on the computer there, Pat? Show Emily what you're doing.
Patrick Edwards is working on a campsite map using software to fill in the missing pieces.
I have to make some of these little icons for the map here, and I'm just trying to do that and trying to get it sized right so I can fit it in there somewhere. I'm not really sure where I'm going to put it.
Those icons will show where things like the restrooms and the showers are. They'll then get printed in vinyl and stuck onto the large wooden campsite map. Edwards grew up in Northville. His dad was a supervisor here back in the 80s. Edwards says he's learned a lot over the years from his own supervisor, George Bailey, like what makes a good, effective sign.
Layout and design really matters. It's something you don't really think about a lot, and thankfully George has been here to kind of teach me and train your eye for that sort of thing.
If you think about it, there's a big difference between a good sign and a bad one. A clear, simple, well-designed sign can make sure hikers stay on the trail. They can point people in the right direction for boat launches and canoe carries. The final stop on our tour is a big machine cool. just outside yeah. George Bailey's yeah. office.
And this here is going to change a lot of what we do.
Bailey is standing by a massive router the size of a ping pong table. It's got blue levers at one end and a large carving device hovering over the middle. It's a machine router, something that Bailey says will change how signs here take shape.
It's going to be like we won't be hand routing this stuff. We won't be hand cutting this stuff. This router should do all that stuff. It should take and do all these serrations on all these boards.
Before you think a machine router will take jobs or make people here obsolete, Bailey says that's just not going to be the case. This is a small shop. The handful of people here do a lot of different jobs. We wrap up the tour in Bailey's office, where a big sign shaped like the Adirondack Park sits. Patrick Edwards spent about a month putting it together. Bailey looks at it and is clearly proud of the work.
To me, that's just a beautiful job. I mean, I hate the fact that it's going to have to leave my office here someday, but Pat did a beautiful job on that. And, you know, when I leave, Pat will be taking over for me, and just like I took over for his dad.
Traditions run deep in the shop. Some will change when the machine router comes online, but a lot will stay the same. Like wooden signs, this shop will likely be around for decades to come. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio, Northville.
I can't tell you if we've reached our spring fundraiser goal of $315,000 because I recorded this a few hours ago. I hope we already did. But I can tell you, thanks. Your generosity is making local journalism possible, what you hear every day on Story of the Day. And it's not too late to join in the effort. Give at ncpr.org/give. Every dollar matters. Thank you so much. Music today by I Am Snow Angel of Lake Placid and Martha Gallagher of Keene. Have a super weekend. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.